Greetings, readers. Welcome to the first September edition of Library News. Schools have started and fall is upon us. September is Library Card Sign-Up Month, a time when the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled joins the American Library Association and libraries nationwide to remind everyone about the valuable resources available with the library card. From borrowing Braille and large print books, audiobooks and ebooks, and talking book players and Braille e-readers, to learning new skills or attending a book club or story time, a library card helps everyone do more of what they enjoy, all without stretching their budget. There's something for everyone at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, and signing up for a library card is the first step on the path to lifelong learning. The Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, along with libraries everywhere, continues to adapt and expand services to meet the evolving needs of our community. To sign up for a library card or to learn more about the library's resources and programs, please visit iowalibrary.blog.
Beginning September 17th and running through April of 2025 is another great year of Crafting Your Story after school program. This weekly program will be held every Tuesday afternoon from 4:15 to 5 p.m. through April 15th, 2025. Each week of the month will have a special theme. Week 1 is Crafting Creations. Week 2 is Steaming into STEM Activities. Week 3 features a guest of the month, and week 4 is Books, Art, and Music Mixer. Once you are signed up, once a month, you will receive a free monthly all-in-one programming pack. Go to iowalibrary.blog to get signed up today. Makerspace Mondays will return next month in October. Join us in person or via Zoom the second Monday of every month beginning October 14th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Makerspace Mondays are designed to get your creative juices flowing while inviting the whole family to participate. All ages are welcome. You can find the link to register on our blog at iowalibrary.blog or call the library and we can help get you registered. For any questions about Crafting Your Story after-school program or Makerspace Mondays, contact Denise Bean at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338.
Now for Top 10 Fiction Books Downloaded from Bard. Eruption, Crichton and Patterson's Most Explosive Thriller Ever. DB121769 by James Patterson. Michael Crichton, creator of Jurassic Park and Westworld, had a passion project he had been pursuing for years ahead of his untimely death. Knowing how special it was, his widow held back his notes in the partial manuscript till she found the right author to complete it. The author she chose is the world's most popular storyteller, James Patterson. Eruption brings the pace of Patterson to the concept of Crichton, the most anticipated mega-thriller in years. Camino Ghosts, DB121568, by John Grisham. On Camino Island, popular bookseller Bruce Cable tells Mercer Mann an irresistible tale that might be her next novel. A giant resort developer is using its political muscle and deep pockets to claim ownership of a deserted island between Florida and Georgia. Only the last living inhabitant of the island, Lovely Jackson, stands in its way. What the developer doesn't know is that the island has a remarkable history, and locals believe it is cursed. And the past is never the past. The 24th Hour, DB121646, by James Patterson. SFPD Sergeant Lindsay Boxer, Medical Examiner Claire Washburn, Assistant District Attorney Yuki Casanello, and crime writer Cindy Thomas gather at one of San Francisco's finest restaurants to celebrate the exciting news. Cindy is getting married. Before they can raise their glasses, there's a disturbance in the restaurant. A woman has been assaulted. Claire examines the victim. Lindsay makes an arrest. Yuki takes the case. Cindy covers it. The legal strategy is complicated by gaps in the plaintiff's memory and the shocking reason behind her ever-changing testimony. As Yuki leads the prosecution, Lindsay chases down a high-society killer whose target practice may leave the Women's Murder Club short a bridesmaid or two. A Calamity of Souls, DB 120798, by David Baldacci. Set in the tumultuous year of 1968 in Southern Virginia, a racially charged murder case sets a duo of white and black lawyers against a deeply unfair system as they work to defend their wrongfully accused black defendants in this courtroom drama from number one New York Times bestselling author David Baldacci. Jack Lee is a white lawyer from Freeman County, Virginia, who has never done anything to push back against racism until he decides to represent Jerome Washington, a black man charged with brutally killing an elderly and wealthy white couple. Doubting his decision, Lee fears that his legal skills may not be enough to prevail in a case where the odds are already stacked against both him and his client. And he quickly finds himself out of his depth when he realizes that what is at stake is far greater than the outcome of a murder trial. Desiree Dubois is a black lawyer from Chicago who has devoted her life to furthering the cases of justice and equality for everyone. She comes to Freeman County and enters a fractious and unwieldy partnership with Lee in a legal battle against the best prosecutor in the Commonwealth. Yet Dubois is also aware that powerful outside forces are at work to blunt the victories achieved by the civil rights era. Lee and Dubois could not be more dissimilar. On their own, neither one can stop the prosecution's deliberate march towards a guilty verdict and the electric chair. But together, the pair fight for what once seemed impossible, a chance for a fair trial and true justice.
If Something Happens to Me, a novel, DB 121710, by Alex Finley. For the past 5 years, Ryan Richardson has relived that terrible night. The car door ripping open, the crushing blow to the head, the hands yanking him from the vehicle, his girlfriend Allie's piercing scream as she is taken. With no trace of Allie or the car, a cloud of suspicion hangs over Ryan. But with no proof and a good lawyer, he's never charged, though that doesn't matter to the podcasters and internet trolls. Now, Ryan has changed his last name and entered law school. He's put his past behind him. Until, on a summer trip abroad to Italy with his law school classmates, Ryan gets a call from his father. Allie's car has finally been found, submerged in a lake in his hometown. Inside are two dead men and a cryptic note with five words written on the envelope, in Allie's handwriting: "If something happens to me." Then, halfway around the world, an unthinkable happens. Ryan sees the man who has haunted his dreams since that night. As Ryan races from the rolling hills of Tuscany to a rural village in the UK, to the glittering streets of Paris in search of the truth, he has no idea that his salvation may lie with a young sheriff's deputy in Kansas working her first case, and a mobster in Philadelphia who's experienced tragedy of his own. Think Twice, DB 121247, by Harlan Coben. A man presumed dead is suddenly wanted for murder in this thriller of secrets, lies, and dangerous conspiracies that threaten to cover up the truth. 3 years ago, sports agent Myron Bolitar gave a eulogy at the funeral of his client, renowned basketball coach Greg Downing. Myron and Greg had history, initially as deeply personal rivals, and later as unexpected business associates. Myron made peace and moved on, until now, when two federal agents walked into his office demanding to know where Greg Downing is. According to the agents, Greg is still alive and has been placed at the scene of a double homicide, making him their main suspect. Shocked, Myron needs answers. Myron and Wynn, longtime friends and colleagues, set out to find the truth. But the more they discover about Greg, the more dangerous their world becomes. The Last Sinner, DB 120808, by Lisa Jackson. There are killers so savage, so twisted, that they leave a mark not just on their victims, but on everyone who crosses their path. For detectives Bentz and Montoya, Father John, a fake priest who used the sharpened beads of a rosary to strangle prostitutes, is one such monster. Bentz thought he'd ended that horror years ago when he killed Father John deep in the swamp. But now there are chilling signs he may have been wrong. A new victim has surfaced, her ruined body staged in deliberate, unmistakable detail. Either it's a terrifying copycat, or Father John, the detective's own recurring nightmare, has come back to haunt New Orleans. Another death and another. Bentz is growing convinced that Father John isn't just back. He's circling closer, targeting those Bentz loves most, And this time, he won't be stopped until the last sinner has paid the ultimate price.
Stuart Woods Smolder, DB 121782, by Brett Battles. Finally enjoying some downtime in Santa Fe, Stone Barrington agrees to attend an art exhibit with a dear friend. There, he encounters an intriguing woman who is on the trail of a ring of art thieves. Always one to please, Stone offers his help. From Santa Fe to Los Angeles, it quickly becomes clear that her investigation has links to Stone, particularly to rare Matilda Stone art, his mother's paintings. And when old grudges come to light, Stone is forced to reckon with a familiar enemy. Stone must act fast before whoever is out to get him finally closes in on him for good. Toxic Prey, DB 120267, by John Sanford. When a renowned expert in infectious diseases disappears without a trace, Letty Davenport, with the world on high alert, calls in her father, Lucas, to locate him. And when their worst fears are confirmed, they must race against time to stop the virus he created from becoming the perfect weapon. The Number One Lawyer, DB 120049, by James Patterson. Stafford Lee Penny is a small-town lawyer with a big-time reputation for winning every case he tries. In his sharp suits and polished Oxford shoes, Penny is Biloxi, Mississippi's number one lawyer and top celebrity. Just as Penny notches his latest courtroom victory, his wife is scandalously killed. He spirals into a legal and personal losing streak, damaging his reputation and ruining his career. That's when Penny makes a bold decision. He stops trading on his power lawyer identity and creates a new one, Lawyer Lifeguard. Moonlighting at the beach, showing up to court in flip-flops, mentoring a law student, the new Penny is at first unrecognizable. It's said that a lawyer who represents himself has a fool for a client, but when Penny is accused of murder, the number one lawyer will find a way to triumph.
The National Library Services Program Patron Corner will be held Monday, September 9th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Patron Corner is a quarterly program held by the National Library Services Patron Engagement Section. Please contact the library for more information or the login information. This month's Many Faces of Bard will be Thursday, September 12th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Please contact the library for the link or call-in information, or go to iowalibrary.blog. That All May Read, a new monthly NLS program that focuses on the NLS Braille e-reader, will be held Tuesday, September 30th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. This month's program will be on using your e-reader to read commercial Braille books on your mobile phone. Please contact the library for the Zoom link. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading.